Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and the provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, and the title of the preaching is, You Too Are My Beloved.
The Gospel of the Day from St. Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. What a tremendous gospel we have for this Christmas weekday. The first part of the gospel points to John. And what strikes me is that John never made it about himself. Even though this gospel highlights John to begin, John always pointed away from himself. John always pointed toward Jesus. It was the foundation, the very meaning of his entire existence, not to point to himself, but to point toward Jesus. And yet, in the 11th chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John was so highlighted by Jesus at this moment in the scriptures of Matthew, so as to elevate the rest of the people in terms of their membership in the kingdom of heaven. The second half of today's gospel, then, has to do with Jesus pointing toward him. And we know this story of his baptism so well, so beautifully. But what I was thinking about, especially the end of today's gospel, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. What was said of Jesus in today's gospel should be able to be said of each one of us. What was said of Jesus should be able to be said of each one of us. Imagine it. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. My friends, certainly this must be so because of our baptisms in Jesus Christ, because of our membership in the body of Christ, because of our being the bearers of Christ in our world today. What a privilege. What a gift to be able to hear said of ourselves, You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased. Thinking of that, then, it makes me think of the challenge to myself. How do I show myself in any way worthy of such high praise? How do any of us show ourselves in any way worthy of being called the beloved daughter or son of God, with whom God is pleased? My answer, of course, is the way of humility. The only way we show ourselves in any way worthy is the way of humility, the humility of John the Baptist. The secure sense of self that frees us to point to others instead of having to point to ourselves. John certainly knew that security. He knew his purpose. He knew it was not about him. He knew he was there only to point to Jesus. I know that I certainly need this challenge in my life today. I believe the whole world needs it, from everything I watch on the news, read in the newspapers, and experience among people of the world today. The whole world needs the challenge of pointing to something outside of oneself. I believe the highlighting of someone other than yourself is a witness that is critically, critically needed today. Let it begin with each one of us. And let me ask, to whom can you point today? To whom can you point tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and every day from now on, instead of pointing to yourself? Where can you find the humility in your prayer and in your contemplation to point to someone other than yourself? As we all try, and it takes trying over and over again to find that kind of humility, as we all try, let us enjoy then hearing God's voice saying to us, "You too are my beloved. With you I am well pleased. Yes, you too are my beloved."